I wanted to save Rick Moss's question for last, because it was, I think it was an opportunity for Rick to see what he helped start as a co-founder of the program 15 years ago, and I think we all offer a round of applause to Rick for doing this. And I guess the question I have for you is, 15 years ago, when you set this in motion, what did you think it would become?
Well, what we thought it would become changed within about a month of the idea hitting the table. I run a laboratory that is focused on heart failure, and now has evolved to the point where we're developing heart failure therapeutics. So it's an area of intense interest to me. It's an area of potentially very high impact if we have success. And along the way, we've contributed understanding to the disease. So getting back to 15 years ago, what I was experiencing was I was training wonderful people in my laboratory, not necessarily students or postdocs, but technicians, who then actually became quite good at their trade and would go off into industry, get about a 50% pay raise, and just outside of our pay scale. And I, together with another faculty member, thought it would really be great to teach people technical skills that would actually enrich the market. And we didn't talk about this very long before we understood that there were ramifications potentially for industry, particularly in the Madison area, but we thought regionally for sure. And so what we did was to go around and interview a number of companies about what it is exactly that they wanted. And what they didn't want was technicians. I mean, it reflects the conversation before. So it was a learning moment, and there were several learning moments over the next year and a half to 2 years when the program was well underway. And what we learned from them, of course, was that some of the things they wanted, we do actually inculcate into our trainees, whether they're actually in formal degree programs or they're technicians. Laboratory management, business management, particularly ethics to some degree, but none of these in a formal way. And what we were hearing was that, you know, the first thing on our list is communication. And, we want people who can talk to people. We want people who can listen to people. We also want people who understand their role in the organization has leadership, whether it's leadership down or leadership up in the senses that we all know it. And so this is a different curriculum right off the bat. And we understood very well that ethics had to be formalized, that we had to bring business into it in a formal way, and that there were some people coming into the program who had no technical background whatsoever. So there had to be some of that, but some of it that would go from the basics to state of the art very, very quickly. We didn't have time to actually award another undergraduate degree in a particular content area. So once we had come to this, we realized that in order to develop this curriculum, we absolutely relied on the advice of industry. So we started out as an academic industry partner, I mean, just right out of the gates. And it's not to say that we didn't have great partners on campus. We did. I mean, Wharf really stepped to the plate at that point. It was terrific to see. Engineering had a professional engineering degree, a capstone master's degree, which actually its framework really resonated with us, and the content was completely different, but it gave us a business model to go forward. And then something really unusual happened. Two unusual things happened. One was Tommy Thompson, who was then governor, decided to come to the university to learn about genetics. John Wiley knew about our interest in starting this program, and he asked me to give a presentation to the governor as part of his learning day. And I got halfway through the talk, and I mentioned workforce, professional workforce, and we're going to grow this workforce. He says, that's it. You got it. So me being an academic, I had the floor. I kept talking. He said, you didn't hear me. I want this. I was done. I mean, that was it. So, I don't know. He was a good friend of the program. He absolutely was a great friend of the program. So we took this endorsement to the chancellor then, John Wiley, and he sent me off to the vice chancellor for financial affairs. And I said, well, how are we going to make this thing pay? And he said, well, you're going to charge a tuition that will support the program, no more, no less. And I said, well, we want to run it through the graduate school. He said, that's fine. And I asked, is the graduate school going to take some money for their administrative support? He said, no, they have enough money. So that so we had a
He never uttered those words again.
No, I think he did it. It was actually John Torfey who really put it all together for us. And so we then had a straightforward business model where we could really by thinking that our last year's expenses are next year's tuition, we actually could go in exactly that way. So we were able to assemble a faculty out of these planning groups, both from industry, not only from the Madison area, but Milwaukee, Chicago area was really very helpful to us. Minneapolis, we've had contributions there as well, not as much as the others that I've mentioned. And we also had a faculty from campus. You know, I think Carl Gulbranson was one of our originating faculty. He was a bit of a skeptic, I have to say, when we were planning this thing, at it's a long shot. But he joined in and actually was really a great strength of the program as we got going. Alta Shero is another example of a person who came in, and of course Pilar knows her very well, well-connected in Washington, a bioethicist. And she just pitched in really in a way that was just admirable. Rich Shafreen from Promega. So there were all these really wonderful people who came together and helped the program to work. Then what we discovered again as we went through a pilot cohort is that our students taught us as much about our curriculum and its gaps as we could ever predict. I mean, more than we could ever predict. And so students have been part of our curriculum evolution from the very beginning, and that's how we've stayed current. So we have gotten to the point now in our curriculum where we're seeing our originating faculty stepping back and away, and we're recruiting new we're very happy, thank you. We have seen unfailingly is the enthusiasm that our faculty have for this program and also people in industry who actually miss the presence of early career scientists and individuals who would be entrepreneurial. And so it has not been ever an issue populating the teaching staff of this program. So
if you look forward 15 years,
yeah,
what would, you know,